brown limper had him. Quick as a flash, he pulled out the bill of sale of the Earth branch of the Intergalactic Mining Company and thrust it at Tyler. Tyler took it and looked at it.
For a sum of 2 billion credits, one Turl, duly authorized representative of the Party of the First Part, which shall hereafter be called the Party of the First Part, did hereby convey all lands, mines, mine sites, compounds, planes, tools, machinery, cars, tanks...
On and on.
To the Council of Earth, the duly elected and authorized government of said planet, to have and to hold forever and from this day forward.
It was signed Turl, but Johnny, who knew Turl's signature, saw that it must have been written with the wrong paw. He started to put it in his pouch.
No! No!
Shouted Brown Limper.
That is the original!
He fussed around in the papers on his desk and handed over a copy and exchanged it for the original. Johnny put the copy in his pouch.
And not only that, the whole planet was the property of Intergalactic, and there is a deed for that as well.
He started to hand over the original, thought better of it, found a copy, and handed it over. Johnny glanced at it. Turl had actually sold these fools their planet.
The deeds are valid,
said Brown Limper, pompously.
That is, they will be when fully recorded.
Where?
On Cyclo, of course. Out of the goodness of his heart, and in spite of the trouble, Turl himself will take these deeds there and get them fully recorded.
When?
Just as soon as he can rebuild the apparatus you feloniously and maliciously destroyed, Tyler!
And he's taking the money with him?
Of course! He has to turn it into his company! He is an honest man!
Cyclo,
corrected Johnny.
Cyclo,
corrected Brown Limper, and then instantly became furious with himself for permitting this judicial proceeding to assume other than a judicial tone.
So, therefore,
said Brown Limper, reading,
and as stated, notwithstanding in accordance with the legal tribal rights of the said Johnny Goodboy Tyler, he is hereby placed under house arrest in his own home in the meadow, and is herewith and hereby not to quit said home and said vicinity until hailed before a world court, duly to be constituted under the authority of the council, said council being duly elected and invested with the total authority of total government of Earth. Hey, man.
He had thought the last religious note gave it style, and he now sat proudly on the bench.
So, unless the prisoner has some last request...
Johnny had been thinking hard and quickly. He had never before paid much attention to Brown Limper, and such malice, falsehood, and evil was a little surprising. There was a fueled battle plane in the hangar at the compound.
Yes, there is a request. If I'm going to the meadow, I would like to pick up my horses first.
Those and your house are all the property you own now. So it is only fit that you do so. Out of courtesy and feelings for the rights of the prisoner, and possibly even out of a fatherly feeling for him as his own mayor, this request is granted. So long as you go at once, from there, straight to the village, in the meadow, and into your house!
Johnny looked at him with contempt and strode from the room. Brown Limper, eyes overbright, watched him go. That would be the end of Tyler. He let out a shuddering sigh. What a relief all this was. And how long sought? 20 years? No, this was not revenge. He had to do it. Duty demanded it. The peoples of Earth would now be wholly in good hands. His... Brown Limpers. He would do his very best for them, as he was doing now, despite the toil it cost him.
Oh. End of CD 25.